President Obama will visit Turkey on Monday, and so today we look ahead to the political landscape that awaits him. Asla Aydin Tashbaş is a Turkish journalist and a former Ankara bureau chief of the newspaper Sabah. She joins us on the phone from Istanbul. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle. Happy to be there.
How has Turkey been hit in the current economic downturn?
We've been hit just like everybody else, but I wouldn't say we've been hit really badly. People blame America for other things here, but economy is not really one. We had a horrible recession in 2001, much like the Wall Street crash that you saw this year in the States. So all the measures that are being implemented now in the States and on Wall Street, that we did in 2001. So thanks to that, our banking system seemed to be better off than most of their counterparts in most Western countries.
So it all seems relative. The president might not be engaged in the kind of blame game that he faced in visiting some of the other European nations, where people seem to express a certain amount of anger at the U.S. for perhaps causing this global mess.
We typically do the blame game here amongst each other, so there is enough blame going around here. But I think the fact that the banking system, the financial system, is looking okay right now is a great relief, of course.
The relationship between these two countries has been somewhat tense in recent years. Where have things gone wrong? And what does President Obama need to do to try to improve that relationship?
Well, that's right. I mean, Turkey is a close U.S. ally, but if you look at figures, anti-Americanism has been really high here over the last 5 years. It's actually a great paradox. President Clinton used to be a very popular guy here, especially when he visited Turkey after a devastating earthquake here. And what happened with the Bush administration, Bush presidency, was, of course, the Iraq War, and Turks were overwhelmingly opposed to the Iraq War. So you had this entirely toxic environment within a few years after President Bush came to power, and anti-Americanism was really high. Now there's a real window of opportunity, I would say, because Turks watched very closely President Obama's election process, and he's been a popular guy here, just like Clinton was, if not more. I mean, I could tell you anecdotes like tribal chieftain in southeastern Turkey has sacrificed even 44 sheep in honor of Obama being elected the 44th president of the United States. So that's how popular he is.
So there's one issue that could play a bigger role here than any other, Armenia, and whether or not President Obama might throw his weight behind a congressional effort in this country to recognize the deaths of thousands of Armenians in 1915 as a genocide. What are the pitfalls for this president on that question?
It's really a hot-button issue in the relationship, and certainly I think something that makes the people at the State Department who work on Turkey desk lose sleep these days. If President Obama delivers on his campaign promise to recognize it as a genocide, I think there would certainly be quite a bit of backlash in Turkish public opinion, because don't forget, here in Turkey, people are brought up going through the educational system thinking this is not a genocide and that it was a civil war and there have been killings on both sides. So at least for about 6-7 months, I would say it would significantly strain the relationship and make it more difficult for Turkey and the United States to cooperate on Iraq on a number of issues.
Asla Aydin Tashbaş, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Asla Aydin Tashbaş is a Turkish journalist. She's also the former Ankara bureau chief for the newspaper Sabah.